chansons, poupées de cire, poupées de son. Suis-je meilleur, suis-je pire qu'une poupée de salon? Je vois la vie en rose bonbon, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Mes disques sont un miroir dans lequel chacun peut me voir. Il éclat de voix. Autour de moi, j'entends rire les poupées de chiffon. Celles qui dansent sur mes chansons, poupées de cire, poupées de son. Elles se laissent séduire pour un oui, pour un non. L'amour n'est pas que dans les chansons. Lequel chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, posé en mille éclats de voix. Seule parfois je soupire, je me dis à quoi bon chanter ainsi l'amour sans raison, sans rien connaître des garçons. Je suis qu'une poupée de cire, qu'une poupée de son. Soleil de mes cheveux blancs, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Mais un jour je vivrai mes chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Sans craindre la chaleur des garçons, poupée de cire, poupée de son.
All right, so that was France Gall from her self-titled Greatest Hits, something like that. I'm not sure. Poupée de cire, poupée de son. Doll of wax, doll of sound. Does that sound right? France Gall. A song that was frequently covered by Belle and Sebastian earlier in their careers. I remember the Black Sessions was this a bootleg of this show they did in France, and that it was part of that. That was a big deal getting bootlegs back then, pre YouTube. Whatever. So yeah, I was a huge Belle and Sebastian fan way back when. That's sort of waned now. I don't think anything in the last 10 years has really grabbed my ear too much. But I saw lots of very excited posts last night. They were in town, I believe, at the Orpheum. And it seems like they put on they were real crowd pleasers. People seem to really like the show last night. So that's good to hear. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I was away last week. Thanks to Ryan for filling in. And I'm actually going to be away probably one next week and maybe even the week after that. I've got some stuff going on. So it's kind of nice to get this one show in the middle, and then I'll have to depart for a bit as well. Hopefully I find someone good to fill in. We got lots of good stuff today. Some new Lower Dens, some new Chromatics, a bit of a tribute to Blox Recording Club. Blox, Toronto collective that put out a whole bunch of records in the late 90s, early 2000s. And they're going to close up shop. And I was just in Toronto, so it seems like a good time to play some of the Blox Recording Club stuff. But to start off, we're going to play something I'm very excited about. My friend Patrick has asked me to, he thought I should start a Dunkin's Track of the Week or something like that. And if there were ever going to be a Track of the Week, it would be this next song. Adrian Teacher, he of Apollo Ghosts, and Cool TV, and Lost Lovers Brigade, and Caravan, and lots of other bands around town. Also Arbutus, his other solo thing. He is starting out on his own. He's going to be putting out music as Adrian Teacher and the Subs, and having a backup band featuring Amanda of Apollo Ghosts on drums, and then a cavalcade of other stars. And so he's just announced a new EP that he's going to put out. It's called Sorta Hafta, And I believe he's going to be touring across Canada this summer, which will be really great. And the first video for this EP, the first single, is out. It's called When Did I Get Older? Very, very good track for me to listen to right now. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm kind of old. I saw Belle and Sebastian 15 years ago. What's going on? a great video shot in the Yukon by Bailey featuring Bailey Steffen featuring my friend Darren. A very nice video to a beautiful song. And I'd like to dedicate this to Chris, one of my oldest friends. I mean, old as in he's an old person. And Chris Horrific, Parts Unknown. And it's really too bad Adrian didn't post this on Sunday when you could have played it on your show first. But instead, I get to play it first for you right now here on Dunkin's Donuts.
When did I get older? Someone tell me why. I look into the mirror and see another guy. Sit here and be older. Tell me why.
All right, that was Supermoon from Mint Records compilation released late last year called Hot Heroes, a cassette. That was the song Burnout of My Dreams. I believe Supermoon is going to be pulling together an EP sometime soon. They have two new songs on their Bandcamp page, both of which are just real heavy hitters. Highly recommended. Oh, Supermoon. They're playing Saturday night. They're going to play at Thor's Palace, which is at 13th and Kingsway, thereabouts, 339 East 13th. They're playing with Means, Digital Houdini, and Leon Patrice. Looks like it'll be a fun night Saturday at Thor's Palace. Before that, we heard Bleached from L.A., their single Searching Through the Past. Sometimes you just go in those rabbit holes, searching through the past. Goodness gracious. And then before that, we heard Adrian Teacher and the Subs, a brand new song, just posted yesterday before Chris-Orific could get to it. That's the song When Did I Get Older from the forthcoming EP, Sorta Have To. Another record that has come out recently that really caught my ears is Escape from Evil by Lower Dens. They put out a couple records before. A lot of the earlier records were kind of colder, synthier, and this is much more of a pop record. I really like it. So we're going to listen to the song Non Grata. This is Baltimore's Lower Dens here on CITR 101.9 FM. Through the trees, don't look back.
Kept away from excuse me, the province of Alberta itself already has a, it's one of the few Alberta regulatory environments in the country. It has Alberta.
What is an exception?
What I said was actually what I've been saying for some time. Alberta. And what is crazy would be for us to impose costs only on our Alberta. So look, that's what Alberta has done.
J'aurais pu te dire ces mots-là.
The Fire Hall Arts Center takes on Stephen Harper with Proud, a political satire that will have you rolling in the aisles. Don't miss this sexy, cheeky, and surprising play about what really happens in the back rooms of Canadian politics. On from April 7th to 25th. See firehallartcenter.ca for details.
Have you received your Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit Plebiscite voting packet? If you didn't receive your voting package and you would like one mailed to you, simply call Elections BC at 1-800-661-8683. That's 1-800-661-8683. Or go online at elections.bc.ca/OVR to register or update your voter information and ask for a voting package to be mailed to you. This message is brought to you by Elections BC.
I strongly encourage you to vote yes.
When the rules have all been broken, heavens define my path. They might say to me, it ain't meant to be, but the worst won't ever last. I wanna go fast.
All right, that was Warm Soda from Oakland, California, from their forthcoming album Symbolic Dream, out soon on Castleface Records, and that's the first single. It's called I Want to Go Fast. And what better anthem for the transit plebiscite here in Vancouver than I Want to Go Fast. I don't want to be stuck in traffic. Consider voting yes. Before that, we heard Chromatics from Portland, Oregon, from their album Dear Tommy that I don't know what's going on. I thought they were going to release it a few weeks ago, a while back. It's really not clear. I don't think it's out yet, but they're slowly posting songs. Johnny Jewell is an incredible producer. He's the producer at for the Chromatics, and he plays in the band as well, and he runs their label, Italians Do It Better. He's an amazing producer, very generous. He always posts his stuff. But doesn't always seem like the most organized. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that record. That was the song In Films. And then before we heard Lower Dens with their song Non Grata. Similarly to Warm Soda, also on Castleface Records, is Damaged Bug. It's John Dwyer of the OC's alternate band. It's sort of his solo project. I don't know what you want to call it. His side project. That's what it is, his side project. And so Damage Bug is sort of a synth band in the mode of Silver Apples, something like that. Just very, very nice synthy music, a bit psychedelic. So we're going to hear from a brand new album that he's putting out called Cold Hot Plums. This is the song The Mirror. Here we go. This is The Mirror. right, that was Jeremy J with his song Gallop from Slow Dance a few years back out on K Records. Before that, we heard Faith Healer from Edmonton. That was from the new album out now on Mint Records, not available on vinyl until June because of Cursed Record Store Day. The album's Cosmic Troubles and the song Infinite Return. But you can find it online now. And once all of the Led Zeppelin and Supertramp reissues are pressed for Record Store Day, then the record plants can get back to the good work of putting out new records. And Faith Healer will have their record. Before that was Damaged Bug from the album Cold Hot Plums, the song The Mirror. I think I'm going to skip down. Okay, so Blocks Recording Club, I don't know exactly when it started. I think it must have been maybe around 1999 or so. And it was never meant to be a record label, is my understanding. It was a cooperative always. And so they put out a number of records, lots of different bands, the Phonemes, Bob Wiseman, the first two Final Fantasy records. When Final Fantasy won the initial Polaris Prize, the record was put out on Blocks. And so they were pretty active for, 6 or 7 years there in the early 2000s. And then things have quieted down. And when I was in Toronto recently, I was talking to some folks, and they said that they're planning on wrapping it up. So they're going to close down shop. And there's going to be a series of commemorative concerts to celebrate the Blocks Recording Club and what it was. Stephen Cato was one of the co-founders and was really the figurehead of that for a long time. He recorded as, The Blanket. And I imagine he'll be a part of that and lots of other of the illustrious Blocks alumni. We're going to hear a few songs from Blocks. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you've definitely heard some of these. For a long time, the scene in Toronto never made much sense to me. It was mostly bands that seemed to just want to get played on CBC Radio 3, and that was sort of Toronto's music scene. But Blocks offered a very different take on that, and they aligned quite closely with labels that you would find in Montreal and Vancouver and that kind of scene. It seemed like they were all friends, and it was really artist-driven and music-driven rather than, trying to become a big deal. So I have really admired Blocks for a long time, and, it's bittersweet to hear that it's wrapping up because it hasn't been active for a while, but it was a great time when it lasted. So let's start off with Ninja High School. This is from a compilation that Blocks put out in July 2004, and I think it's a good start. It's called Ninja High School is Gonna Rock You. Here we go.
Quiet. Saturday, April 18th, CJSF and CITR team up to cover Record Store Day 2015.
You got me curious.
You got me curious, Rob.
Live broadcast from all over Vancouver, Record Store Day events at Beat Street, Vinyl Records, Horses Records, Red Cat, and Neptune.
Experience Record Store Day on air from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. or in person at any of these locations.
Tune in for prizes, interviews, live music, and more.
Only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CITR 101.9 FM.
Just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Age before beauty.
Anything you say, Stan.
I do all the work, okay?
Record Store Day 2015.
And that's all.
It is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
My name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
We're listening to the Diskettes from their self-titled album, The Diskettes, this song Come On Over, but we're running short of time, so I'm just going to announce the music over top of them. They were one of the few non-Toronto bands to have an album released by Blox from Montreal. Before that, we heard the Barcelona Pavilion from the EP, It's the Barcelona Pavilion, the song Die Welt ist schlecht. Before that, we heard Hank from Acryl Venning 91, Getting Fucked Over by Your Friends. And at the top, we heard Ninja High School, NHS Is Gonna Rock You. Farewell, Blox Recording Club. And farewell, listening audience. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Permanent Rain Radio coming up next. I'll be away next week in all likelihood. I may pre-record, but I won't be here. But have a great weekend. Make sure to head out to your local record stores on April 18th, and CITR will be recording it. Or live broadcasting from those record stores. Good stuff. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can check out the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks so much, and we're going to close out with a song by Gigi, Nick Kurgovich's kind of Motown project, girl group project. This is from the album Maintenant. It's the song Strolling Past the Old Graveyard by Carl Blau. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you later.
Yeah. than the drop of a hat. All it took was one look. Finding you in the end, but as the sun goes.